Live. We're launching into hour number two of the program, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. From Financial Times, FT.com, travelers from the United States are facing an EU crackdown. U.S. business travelers and tourists flying to the European Union are now facing the threat of the same laborious registration requirements that Washington has demanded of Europeans in the latest U.S. security crackdown. So it looks like the door swings both ways as the U.S. increases its level of hoops that people from across the world have to jump through in order to travel to the United States. So, too, are the European Union countries. They're saying, well, if you're going to inconvenience our people, we are going to inconvenience yours. In its first reaction to the U.S., to the new U.S. visa law, which I don't know much about, the European Commission said it was considering a so-called electronic travel authorization scheme, similar to the American plan, that would require foreigners heading to the EU to give notice of their travel plans before departure, meaning you'll have to tell the EU that you're coming. The threat has been conveyed to senior U.S. officials and lawmakers, with one letter sent last month stressing that a European system would, of course, operate on a reciprocal basis. A spokesperson, bureaucrat for the EU executive, said no final decision had been taken, but the idea had received new impetus by the adoption of a U.S. counterterrorism bill last week that requires travelers to give U.S. authorities at least 48 hours' notice of their plans to visit the country.
Well, you know, I think that this might be a very powerful ultimatum given to the United States government by the EU, which is that, you know, if you keep on bothering our people that are visiting your country, then we're going to bother your people that are visiting ours.
I don't know if the government's going to care about that.
They may not, but, you know, they may not, but enough of their constituents get upset, and they will.
Maybe. Anyway, things are escalating here, and it behooves you to be aware of this. George Bush, he apparently signed the law last Friday in spite of repeated appeals by the Commission and European business groups to reconsider the measures. The law will tighten scrutiny of travelers from the 26 developed countries whose citizens do not at present require visas to enter the United States, including Britain, France, Germany, and most other Western European countries. The spokesbureaucrat for the Department of Homeland Security in the U.S. said the U.S. was comfortable with the EU having a reciprocal system. Quote, it would lend itself to increasing baseline security for air travel throughout the West. So the government's all just peachy keen with these ideas. Hmm. More security, more inconvenience. Hip hop hooray. European business groups voiced sharp criticism of the U.S. law. An international relations advisor at Business Europe, a pan-European federation that lobbies on behalf of more than 16 million companies, said, quote, the measure is a setback for business travelers, and we are concerned about it. Business travel to the United States is a very regular activity. The law demands the screening of all air and sea freight at foreign ports before being shipped to the United States. And then, the story goes on here. We are following with concern the tightening of security measures in the U.S., which impose a burden that's not justified by the benefits, said one of the experts. They added that the law, quote, contradicted all existing custom security initiatives, which are based on targeted risk analysis. According to BDI data, it takes about 10 minutes to scan each container, meaning that the screening of a large cargo ship could easily result in an additional delay of 1,600 hours. That means nearly 70 days before the shipment can make it here to the United States. Am I reading this right, Mark? Does this mean it's going to take business shipments an extra 2.5 months to make it here?
I hope they're not shipping perishables.
This is incredible.
Yeah, it's nuts.
And even just leaving out this cargo thing that I may not completely understand, they're going to make it more difficult for business travelers and apparently for anybody. Anybody who's traveling to the United States has to give 48 hours notice of their plans to visit the country to the United States.
That seems a little nutty to me.
That's what they're requiring here. And let's jump back a moment and tie this into a story that we reported on, I don't know, about a year ago. That story was that international travel to the United States has fallen by somewhere between 17 and 21% over the last 5 years. So prior to this new law being passed,
it dropped off 20%.
Right, prior to all these new requirements, it has already fallen off the cliff precipitously. That's a pretty significant drop. That's no 3% inflation rate. That's a 20% loss in visitors coming here, whether for business or pleasure. The point is they aren't coming here, and they aren't spending their money here anymore.
I can't imagine why Disney doesn't just lobby like hell against all this. They have some clout. I just can't imagine why they don't do it.
I just wanted to bring this news to you because now it's going to get worse. Mm-hmm. I feel awful for anybody that is in the same business that Disney is, anybody that's business, where it's important that you have international travelers coming through the door, whether it be a bed and breakfast or Walt Disney World. You're going to have a tougher time doing your business because the government wants to keep you safe from the scary terrorists. Is it worth the trade to you to lose your livelihood in order to stay safe from this boogeyman of terrorism out there?
It seems like if, in fact, you are scared of the terrorists, that this is what they wanted in the first place.
To destroy the economy, to destroy freedom.
I mean, it's more effective. What the government has done since the terrorists, to combat the terrorists, has been more effective in crushing the American economy than whatever buildings terrorists could fly planes into.
But just wait, Mark. Speaking of crushing the American economy, the U.S. government always has extra cards up their sleeve. And here's the other crackdown story that I have to share with you tonight from the New York Times. In a new effort to crack down on illegal immigrants, federal authorities are expected to announce tough rules this week that would require employers to fire workers who use false Social Security numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Officials said the rules would be backed up by stepped-up raids on workplaces across the country that employ illegal immigrants. And anybody else that happens to be employed get caught up in the raids.
Right.
That'll ruin your day.
Look at the no-fly list. These are the same people that operate the no-fly list to stop 7-year-olds from flying because they've got some mixed-up list. What's going to happen? How many months am I going to be out of work while they get their little list fixed? Look, if you're on the no-fly list right now, you can't get off. You just can't get off.
Nope.
What's
going to
happen with their list
President
of
Bush?
What's going to happen if there's if your Social Security number ends up on this list of fraudulent Social Security numbers? Don't act like it can't happen. It happens to people every day in America. The government screws up. They have no incentive not to.
After first proposing, this is the other boogeyman. The first boogeyman's the terrorists. The other boogeyman's the illegal immigrants who are stealing our jobs.
Mm-hmm.
After first proposing the rules last year, Department of Homeland Security officials said they held off finishing them to await the outcome of debate over the immigration bill. That measure died in the Senate in June. Now Bush administration officials are signaling that they intend to clamp down on employers of illegal immigrants, even without a new immigration law. Translation? Who cares about new laws? We're just going to crack down anyway. We're going to go ahead and just do whatever we want to, and what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do? Say no to the armed police officers that are at your door pounding on it? The new approach, or the approach, is expected to play well with conservatives who've long demanded a tougher stance on illegal immigration, but could also spur a renewed legislative effort to provide legal status for the estimated 6 million or so unauthorized immigrants in the workforce. The spokesbureaucrat for the Department of Homeland Security says, "We are tough, and we are going to be even tougher." There are not. Can you believe these guys? They're just, if it weren't so damn serious, they'd be laughable. They really would. There aren't going
Scary
to be,
is what it is to me.
Mark, there aren't going to be any more excuses for employers, and there will be serious consequences for those that choose to blatantly disregard the law.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be.
So apparently, is it apparently against the law now to hire someone without checking their Social Security number? Can I hire a kid from down the street to mow my lawn without asking him for his Social Security card? What if he turns out to be an illegal immigrant? Am I going to be in violation? Will there be a raid coming soon if I hire the wrong kid to mow my lawn? I mean, you might laugh and chuckle at that, but that's the logical extension of all this.
That's how some people have been kept out of the Supreme Court and other nominee positions because they had been employing a housekeeper or whatever sort of under the table,
mm-hmm.
and they were afraid it'd come out as though this is some kind of terrible thing, giving somebody a job.
Right. It is apparently against the law to give somebody a job without having a Social Security number, and if it turns out that you were given the wrong Social Security number, you're supposed to feel good when the police come through your business and ransack it. There's more to this story, though, about the coming crackdown on American businesses. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Musicians are writing songs in his honor.
A nation really needs Ron Paul.
Citizens create their own videos about him.
Hi, Internet. My name is Rachel, and I'm a Ron Paul junkie.
They chant his name in the streets.
Ron Paul, we're president!
The man so loved by the people that he has sparked an electoral American revolution has now inspired a radio program dedicated to his campaign for the presidency of the United States. I'm Stephen Vincent, and I host Ron Paul Radio on GCN, Mondays through Fridays from 3 to 4 Pacific, 5 to 6 Central, and 6 to 7 Eastern. Ron Paul Radio is the live voice of the freedom message. If you want to learn more about Ron Paul, and if you want to support his bid for the White House, tune in and call in to Ron Paul Radio.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. If you consider yourself a conservative, you are probably somebody that holds business freedom pretty close to their heart. Are you ready to trade your business freedom away for the concept, for the idea, for the promise from the federal government that they're going to put a stop to illegal immigration? Is it worth it to you? Are you ready to make that trade? 1-800-259-9231. More details on that here in a moment. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free, including live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version as well. Waiting for you at freetalklive.com. And as the dollar continues to drop, precious metals rise. Make the trend your friend by subscribing to the International Speculator. Go to D2Z.org and add the right precious metal mining stocks to your portfolio. That's D2Z.org. We're talking about a story in the New York Times. The Department of Homeland Security is getting ready to crack down on U.S. businesses. Well, they're saying they're only going to crack down on the ones that have illegal immigrants working for them, but I'm sure there may be the possibility that they're going to break into a few businesses during the day, kick in the door, and come in with their armed goon squad as they've been doing here and there throughout the country over the past couple of years. Isn't it possible they could do that, Mark, and maybe raid the wrong business or discover that, hey, these guys don't actually have any illegal immigrants? Oh, so sorry. We'll see you later. Sorry to have wasted all of your day.
It's not just possible. It's not just probable. It's a statistical guarantee that that's what's going to happen. Now, let's not mention that just complying with the new rules the federal government's going to implement on as far as the illegal alien crackdown goes, that's going to cost businesses money. Every business is going to suffer. All prices are going to go up on things produced in the United States of America.
Which means you and I will suffer.
Sold, whatever, right here, all of us, will all have to suffer to keep these illegal immigrants out of our country.
Which, of course, if anybody knows anything about the government's wars on fill in the blank, whether it be the war on poverty, war on drugs, war on terrorism, the war on immigration isn't going to succeed either. You just have to understand the way government works, and that is, it doesn't work very well. It, in fact, usually results in the opposite of its intended results. And so if you think that, if you even think for a moment that it's possible to keep immigrants out of this country, you're totally fooling yourself. There is only one way you could ever really do it. And the one way, if you really are serious about keeping immigrants out of this country, illegal immigrants, then you have to make a police state so awful, so tyrannical, so invasive,
that none of them will want to come.
That they'll want to stay in their s-hole countries.
Right. It's like all those people that are trying to get into North Korea right now.
Yeah. So that's what you have to do. You have to make a run.
And,
for...
and be, please be clear that if we do make a tyrannical police state, our economy will look like North Korea's too.
Damn right. Experts say the new rules represented a major tightening of the immigration enforcement system, which employers for decades paid little attention to notices known as no-match letters from the Social Security Administration that workers' names and numbers didn't match the agency's records. Well, of course, I just want somebody to do my job. I want somebody to swab the floors. I want somebody to put sandwiches together. I want somebody to, you know, get the job done. And I don't care what their Social Security number is. But now it matters. Now they're going to come in and have an armed gang of thugs come in and raid your business and go through your files and demand identification from all your employees. You know, I wonder, Mark, I said earlier that maybe I was sort of joking, well, half joking, that they might come and question me for hiring a kid from down the street without asking for a Social Security number. But then again, that begs the, you know, it really begs the question, is a Social Security number required in order to work in America? I don't think that's true.
It certainly wasn't sold that way.
I think it may be required to work for a corporation in America. And everybody's been told in the world of business that you got to have a corporation to do business in America. Maybe if there are businesses that don't have, you know, incorporated papers, like Free Talk Live, then maybe they'll be exempt from all of this harassment. Of course, most businesses are incorporated for reasons, you know, they wanted to protect their assets and all of that. And, you know, what comes along with that is that there's going to be some rules you have to follow. Because now, as a corporation, you are an entity that was allowed to exist by the government. Instead of just being someone doing business, you went and asked the government for permission to have some sort of level of protection. Well, now, in order to get that protection, you're going to have to give up more information about your employees and possibly be subject to raids. Employers, especially in agriculture and low-wage industries, they said they were deeply worried about the administration's new stance, which could force them to lay off thousands of low-wage workers, immigrant workers. More than 70% of farm workers in the American fields are illegal immigrants, according to estimates by Growers Association.
You know, I was just thinking about what you were saying. Now, suppose there's two companies that do tomato picking for a living. One of them's incorporated. One of them's a sole proprietorship because the guy has never gotten around to incorporating. He doesn't believe in incorporation. Whatever reason, he's a sole proprietorship. Do you think that the government goons, the ICE squad, is going to see the difference for one solitary second between the corporation that's employing these illegal immigrants and the sole proprietorship?
No.
No, not for a second.
That's because they don't understand the, you know, the subtle nuances and the differences, but nonetheless, one person has agreed to follow the rules and the others haven't. I just wanted to point that out. More than 70% of the farm workers are illegal immigrants, according to estimates. Quote, across the employer community, people are scared, confused, and holding their breath, said the co-chairman of the Agriculture Coalition for Immigration Reform. Given what we know about the demographics of our labor force since we're approaching peak season, people are particularly on edge. The expected regulations would give employers a fixed period, perhaps up to 90 days, to resolve any discrepancies between identity information provided by their workers and the records of the Social Security Administration. If a worker's documents cannot be verified, employers would be required to fire them or risk up to $10,000 in fines for knowingly hiring illegal immigrants. Illegal workers often provide employers with fabricated or stolen Social Security numbers to qualify for a job. Immigrants' rights groups and labor unions, including the AFL-CIO, predicted the rules would result in discrimination against Hispanic workers. They said they were preparing legal challenges to try to stop them from taking effect. Normally, I don't ever hear things I like out of unions, but in that particular case, I'm with them on that. The new rules responded to demands from groups opposing illegal immigration and from many Republican lawmakers to enforce existing laws before offering legal status to blah, blah, blah. The new rules codify an uneasy partnership between the Department of Homeland Security and the Social Security Administration. Mark Hinkle, a spokesbureaucrat for Social Security, said the agency expected to send out about 140,000 no-match letters to employers this year, covering more than 8 million workers. After the rules are announced, the agency is anticipating a surge in requests from employers seeking to clarify workers' information. So get ready, employers. If you own a business and you get one of these letters, then you've got to jump through some extra hoops. You've got to jump through some more hoops just to prove that you are on the up and up and that everything's A-OK with your business, and try your damnedest to stave off a federal ICE raid on your business. Social Security issues letters only to employers who have more than 10 workers whose numbers don't match, when those workers represent at least one half of 1% of the company's workforce. And the story goes on. So get ready, because the crackdown's coming. 1-800-259-9231. And I want to hear from somebody who is willing to trade their business freedom for the concept, for the idea that they might possibly be able to rid the country of illegal immigrants. Are you one of those people? 800-259-9231. Because I'm not. This is Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets.
For more information, visit garlic, the number 4, yourheart.com, or click on the banner at gcnlive.com, or call Amy personally at 805-595-2711. That's 805-595-2711.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, including the updates. Get signed up at updates.freetalklive.com, and you'll join the list of hundreds of our listeners who are just getting emails whenever we send them out to let them know what's new with the show. Go to updates.freetalklive.com.
Opportunistic lawyers, judges, future ex-spouses, disgruntled ex-employees, and meddling bureaucrats. These people want your money, home, and car. What have you done to protect yourself? At KeepYourAssets.net, they are experts in sheltering your wealth. Go to KeepYourAssets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. They'll show you how to keep your assets. That's KeepYourAssets.net. And if you're thinking about going to Keep Your Assets, their ad run is just about to go away, and they said that they have not received enough response on their ads. So I'm just thinking, this seems like a good crowd for this particular thing here. And it was sort of the same with LegalZoom. They went away, and then a bunch of people contacted them saying they wanted the service.
Really?
I'd rather. You know,
and then they came back.
Right, that LegalZoom came back, and I'm thinking that Keep Your Assets might be the same way. I'd rather not lose them for that period of time. So if you're thinking about Keep Your Assets, go do it now. Because I've done it. Seems like a good way in case, you know, one of these people, the you know, but whether it's a bureaucrat or somebody suing you wants to take away your stuff, it's a good way to protect it.
Let's go to the phones, to the fun, talk to Lloyd in Connecticut. Lloyd, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
You know, I see Social Security just as another form of tax.
It totally is a form of tax. It's a 15% tax, in fact.
Right. So, of course, they're going to want more Social Security numbers. You know, they're going to want everybody to have it so they can collect the taxes.
Makes sense.
No doubt about it.
But, you know, they said with the North American Union that down in Mexico City, there's a Social Security office next to the American Consulate.
Okay.
So they may be giving out Social Security numbers to, like, Mexicans and not consider them as illegals.
Hmm.
You know, under the North American Union.
It's speculative. There isn't a North American Union yet. So.
Well, no, but it's being administratively set up. So,
it looks like it. I haven't seen any news on it in the last. That's dated this year in the last 8 months or so. So,
well, Lou Dobbs isn't talking like mad about it lately.
Is that right?
But administrative stuff happens. But if you give a Social Security number to a certain group, you don't know whether they're legal or illegal, and it could be just smoke and mirrors, you know. So,
very well. How do you feel about this this upcoming crackdown?
Well, it's just another intrusive thing with privacy, you know.
Yeah, apparently businesses don't have that anymore. Thanks for the call, Lloyd. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Again, the New York Times reporting that the Department of Homeland Security is preparing to crack down on employers as the Social Security Administration sends out what they call no-match letters, meaning that when you go and you fill out the employment paperwork to get a job and you put in a Social Security number, it comes back that Social Security runs a check on it, and it comes back that it's not matching up with a name that it's supposed to match up with, that sort of thing, or there's something that just doesn't click, then they send out one of these no-match letters to the business. Normally, the businesses can just ignore those. It's like, used to be just a notification. Now, it's going to be a notification that if they continue to ignore it, they could be facing a $10,000 fine. They could be facing a raid from the Department of Homeland Security, from the ICE division, where, from what we've seen, they come in and they're dressed all in black, just like the cops love to do, as though business people are going to, be shooting at them or something.
Whip out a Colt Anaconda 44 Magnum and start plunking away at them. It doesn't make any sense at all.
It's
the idea
nuts.
Is just to inspire fear.
Mm-hmm.
Inspire fear in people for their government. And, as Thomas Jefferson said, when the people fear the government, there's tyranny. But when the government fears its people, it's liberty.
Right. And what happens if you're what happens if these letters... They're saying here that this is going to affect everybody. This is going to affect all businesses. In fact, a lot of employers are saying that we just can't handle this, that these new rules. I mean, it's going to create more paperwork burdens on business people. What happens if one of these letters that they send out just gets lost in the mail? Whoops. I mean, it's the United States Postal Service, so it's certainly a possibility that these letters aren't necessarily going to make it to where they're supposed to. Or if some administrative office assistant doesn't realize what it is he or she is looking at and says, "Oh, we've gotten these before," and tosses it in the trash, then you've got a raid coming soon, and you won't even be expecting it. You won't even know what's happening, and you'll just be caught with your pants down. You'll have no idea what's going on. And so this could very easily catch up to employers that aren't even involved in hiring illegal immigrants, that have no knowledge whatsoever that they've hired somebody who didn't put the correct Social Security number down on their form. This is going to be a major hassle for a lot of business people, and you're right, Mark. It's going to do nothing but increase the cost of doing business, which is going to increase the cost of products and services, which is not a good thing for our economy. But hey, if that's what it takes to crack down on those illegal immigrants, if what we have to sacrifice is the strength of our economy to cut these illegals out, then that's what we should do as good Americans, right?
And this is the thing, is the illegals, in some ways, certainly help to strengthen our economy.
No doubt about it. 70% of fruit pickers, illegal immigrants.
Yep. And likely they're related to the other 30%.
Right.
And when they come, here and they work hard, they're doing good things for us, for the American people. Sure, I'm sure that there at some point some fruit pickers were put out of work. But as a result, all of us get our fruit and vegetables at a cheaper price because people are working. These people are willing to work for less.
I'm sure those fruit pickers that were put out of work are now working in a nice air-conditioned factory or something like that.
They
moved up in the world. And either way, my fruit's damn expensive enough as is. $1.99 for a pound of grapes doesn't sound like a lot, but when you buy one of those bags of grapes, it's 4 pounds. It's three pounds, and you're paying $4, $5, and that's on sale for a bag of grapes. I mean, fruit is... It's expensive.
You should eat more bananas.
And it's going to get worse as these new laws are enforced. Anyway, here's another story for you from tcpalm.com. The coast of Florida, Tom McKenna is a longtime Stewart businessman who speaks only English. He says that's why he's being kicked out of the storefront on where he's run his Seacoast Water Care for 7 years. He says, I don't know how else to put it. On July 5th, the day after Independence Day, McKenna received a letter from landlord Ivan Monroe telling him to consider another location. Monroe said in his letter he wants to have quality tenants serving the Spanish need in the area. McKenna said, "I guess I just don't serve the Spanish need, whatever that means. I have plenty of Spanish-speaking workers come in here to buy water for their landscaping crews," he said, "and people in the neighborhood use the vending machines out front to fill their water bottles for their homes." The building is on the east side of wherever, directly south of McKenna's store is a Texaco gas station where men, mostly of whom speak primarily Spanish, gather to wait for someone to hire them for day labor. The population of the Golden Gate neighborhood in the area has also become mostly Spanish-speaking. To McKenna, the business owner, that's irrelevant, as it should be. A customer is a customer is a customer. But all the signs for the check-cashing store and the Mexican restaurant that share the building are in Spanish. Apparently, the signs for Seacoast Water Care just don't fit in. They're in English. Monroe pretty much admitted that that's one of the reasons he wants McKenna to move. He says, "I can have a vision, can't I? And his business just doesn't fit there. He's not a good tenant, in my opinion. He's been late on the rent." So, really, this is more of an excuse to get rid of somebody who's a bit of a hassle, a tenant who you may not necessarily like that much. But, the newspaper's trying to spin this as an awful thing, that, oh, look at the Spanish takeover, it's an invasion, and now all these English speakers are getting run out of their businesses.
Well, I support the landlord in this particular one.
Absolutely.
As far as I'm concerned, if the landlord wanted all of his tenants to have signs written in Swahili.
Sure, Mandarin, whatever.
He owns the building. He can decide whether he wants to contract, that's a lease, with anyone for any reason at all, as far as I'm concerned. I don't see why. I mean, I can understand this guy doesn't like the idea of moving. Moving's a pain in the butt.
Sure.
And if it's not your idea, generally it's a bad one.
Hey, if you don't want to move your business, then buy a building.
Now,
rent.
What if this guy wanted to move because he didn't like being next to the Mexican store and the check-cashing place that we had signs in Spanish? Would he be a bad guy? I wouldn't say so. I'd support his right to do so.
Monroe said he had other problems with the business, a forklift that was never moved from the front of the store, and salt and other supplies in messy piles and an unprotected side yard. But what Monroe said about prospective tenants is the real clincher. And I love this quote. We'll share it with you here in a moment. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313 and join the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free. We do ask, though, that you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. Learn more about the program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. What's that mean, Mark?
Well, it means that we only use the money to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. It doesn't go to paychecks or, you know, send us out for a nice dinner or anything like that. It's only to put ads in trade magazines like Talkers Magazine.
Attend conventions, yeah, that sort of thing, and really get out there and promote the show to more radio stations, and thereby spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. And you'll get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only chat room and forum, and more. All of the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. So I was sharing a story from, I think it's a newspaper, the tcpalm.com, Florida's Treasure Coast. One business owner is being kicked out of the strip mall that he's in because the owner of the strip mall wants to rent to Spanish-speaking businesses. And obviously he's very upset about this, but the guy's got his vision. The owner of the strip mall, he's got a business vision. He's got a plan. He wants to execute that plan. He hasn't really been that happy with this particular tenant. Not that he needs any excuses to get rid of somebody, but he's certainly got his share of them. The guy wasn't paying the rent on time, that sort of thing.
Right. He says the guy wasn't paying his rent on time, and that would be sufficient. So if he said that he, you know, besides saying this whole Spanish, you know, wants to appeal to Spanish speakers or whatever, it seems like he's got a legit reason anyway.
Right. And the area is predominantly Spanish, and so he just wants to rent to Spanish speakers.
That's the thing, though. Stuart, Florida isn't predominantly Spanish-speaking that I'm familiar
with.
He
said the neighborhood that that borders these businesses is.
Okay.
And so he wants to get rid of this guy, but I found this quote really great. I wanted to share it with you. This is the owner of the property. He says, "Mexican people come in, you know they're going to stay. You know they're going to pay the rent," unquote. So, obviously, he's had some real good experiences with Hispanic renters versus his this white guy renting the property, and he's had all positive experiences. I just wanted to share that with you, just to show that we've got these people that call this show that make it sound like Hispanic people are just the most evil, group of people that they, you know, they're carrying diseases, they're, you know, they're trashy, and we've heard everything. We've heard all of the claims, and it just flies in the face of everything I've ever heard from people that have actually dealt with many Hispanic people. I'm sure there are deadbeats, but to suggest they're all that way is just not fair.
Right, absolutely. I have rented properties for my family and myself for years. I've had Hispanic renters, black renters, white renters, and what I can say is some of the Hispanic renters, some of the black renters, and some of the white renters have been deadbeats and have been bad pay.
There
and
you go.
Some of them haven't. That's all. They're just people, just like us.
Let's go to the phones. Talk to John in Ohio. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yes, I'm going to give you a scenario where the facts are real, and it's very possibly a real conversation I would have with a arms manufacturer in France.
Okay.
Okay, I have a double-barreled shotgun manufactured around circa 1884
okay.
in Saint-Étienne, France. Okay?
Got it.
So I get on the telephone and I call them, and the conversation would go something like this. You know, I have this shotgun, which I have no idea how it came to the United States.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What I want to know is the history of the shotgun. Can what? I use modern powder in it, or is it strictly black powder? If I use the modern powder, is this shotgun going to blow up in my face like a bomb?
Seems like a sensible question to be asking.
I don't know that the French government's going to know the answer.
I think he's calling the company. Are you
okay.
calling the company?
No, I'm talking about the NSA, who are searching for these certain words.
So wait, you're saying the government's going to monitor the conversation and hear you talking about black powder and blow
I'm
up?
Hitting,
and that's
I'm hitting these certain words that
right.
they're looking
blow up in
for.
Your face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes
and
sense.
And am I going to end up on a search list
I
know, by the FBI or the NSA or whatever?
I think the search list might be a good thing compared to, or, you know, it might be a better scenario than what could happen. Your name could go on the terrorist no-fly list.
Well, you know, this is something that very well could happen.
Absolutely.
It very well could, though. I tell you, I just don't believe. I don't, maybe they really
well, let
do.
Let me carry this just one step farther.
Hmm.
You know, this shotgun was manufactured by your company in France. If you don't have the capacity to fix this, I know there is a great deal of talent in Pakistan where they manufacture arms independently, you know, one part at a time.
It's an excellent
question,
John.
Would you happen to know a manufacturer over there that could repair this barrel on the shotgun of mine.
Right, and then you're dealing with Pakistan, which is more likely to get you attention. And I appreciate you bringing that up, and thank you for the call, John, at 800-259-9231. You know, it's a legitimate concern, though. And I've been told that AT&T has a secret NSA room that they run a bunch of lines through, and there's computers processing at all times, monitoring things. I still just find it hard to believe, and maybe it's just because I haven't been presented with the facts. Maybe it's because I haven't really effectively been educated on this. Is it really possible to have computers monitor all international phone conversations originating from the United States at any given moment? Is that really possible? It sounds like it would take a lot of computing power, and I just don't know. I mean, there's all kinds of different people that are different companies that are handling the phone traffic. AT&T's one of them. Is it possible? Do you know more about technology in that particular way? Are you a phone expert that you can help me understand how that could be possible? 1-800-259-9231. Because I understand the scare tactics. We've all heard about the echelon system. I think that's what they used to call it. I think they might have changed the name. I don't know. Whatever the heck it is. The system where...
I've heard of something called Raptor, too.
Whatever. You know, whatever the system is where the government claims it can monitor all phone conversations at the same time, monitor it for specific words like bomb and that sort of thing. But I just find that claim difficult to believe. Let's go and screen to the amplifier line. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live. Hello?
Hello.
You're on the air. Who is this?
This is Kate, calling from Warner, New Hampshire.
What's on your mind, Kate?
Couple of things about the old phone tapping systems from the government in the 90s. My old boss got a call from the CIA right after his cousin from Iran called wondering if he had a source for Volvo truck parts.
Jeez.
This was back, you know, mid-90s.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Apparently
so
it does
happen. Yeah, it does. But what I really want to talk about is...
And now it's legal, by the way. Now, with the recent law they just passed, monitoring all international conversations, now totally legal for the government.
Gotta love it.
Ugh.
It sucks so bad.
Go ahead. What else was on your mind, Kate?
I wanted to thank you guys for showing up to our moving in party, since we're members of the Free State Project.
I don't know if it's even worth thanking us, because all we did was show up. Everything was moved in by the time we got there. I felt awful.
Yeah, but you did an very important thing was... eat some of the food, because we still have a ton of it.
That's
and
true.
It very much impressed my friends from Virginia who had come up, who were thinking of signing on to the Free State Project, that you guys actually showed up.
Well, that impressed.
They must have been impressed by the crowd.
Right.
I mean, what was it? 33
people. 30 people.
Actually, no. With the people that left before you arrived, it was about 40.
40
okay,
people
so total.
Came to move for that move-in party.
Incredible. I was impressed by that because I have actually not gone to any move-in parties up until this one. So this was actually my first move-in party.
Oh, thank
and,
you.
And, wow, it was just stunning. It was like a little Pork Fest reunion almost. It was amazing.
It was.
So
I know a bunch of people who are moving boxes of books to the third floor of our place, mm-hmm. and I had never met them before.
Yeah. Kevin was complaining about that long trek up to the third floor there.
I like the arsenal on the second floor, personally. I want you guys as neighbors. I would feel very safe having Bill and Kate as my neighbors. It was incredible. So, very
well,
good.
Are you? I think they're renovating the last apartment in this building, so we'll see what happens.
Right on. Hey, so you're kind of feeling a little more settled in at this point, and looking back on the trip, I mean, what are your reflections?
Well worth the move. Absolutely exhausting, and I probably should have had a better idea of what to do once we got here because I wasn't expecting 40 people to show up.
Surprise! That's what you get when you join the Free State Project and you move to New Hampshire to be a liberty activist. You all of a sudden there's this incredible network of friendly people waiting to meet you and get acquainted with you and help you, and it's just an amazing group of people. Kate, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Hour 3 is on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Have you ever